This louse is so mad.
Mow it.
Everybody.
Whoa.
What?
Hey, Brian, I'm Phil.
What are you doing over there? What is that?
I was in a channel.
Don't do that.
I was in one.
Please, Hammer, don't channel.
It was Chun-Li. I was in one of those disc tubs, you know?
Yeah, I do. What do you use those for?
I don't know. To make my hard drive feel thin.
Really?
Yep.
What do you mean?
What do I use the empty tubs for? Oh, for holding pens and junk.
Yep, that's what they're for.
Definitely. None of my spools have tub covers on them, but, man, I got a couple of them full of pens and screwdrivers.
That's my favorite Chumbawamba song.
What's that?
Tub cover.
Dersh.
Tub covers.
Yeah, that's their only song. And they've got, like, 14 albums.
I know. I like how when they, like, appeared on the scene, you know?
Yeah.
They had already had, like, 8 albums.
And they burst forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. They were old news.
Hey, that's a neat song.
Yeah.
Fire other albums.
Well, it's funny. You think that, like, that song is, like, that's got to be fucking their last straw. It took them 8 albums, and then they're like, fuck.
What do we got to do?
Yeah.
You got to Sugar Ray this thing.
Yeah, totally.
What's going on back there?
I'm building some furniture. You like it?
It's okay.
Yeah. They're kids. What are you going to do?
I can think of some things.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
So you got some news? You got Hot Topic? You got food update?
No, not.
Did you do thing?
Food update.
Yeah, I mean, tacos.
Oh, good. How are they?
They're good.
Look, I have a really hard time hearing you.
Really?
Because the stuff is making shit limit eater cut out.
Oh, yeah? Well, I think our audience at home will be able to.
Okay.
They'll be able to hear it just fine.
I guess Skype doesn't like it. Skype only likes a certain amount of noise coming through the pipe.
I can't get any farther away. Maybe I could get under a blanket.
Maybe the whole audience should get under a blanket.
There we go. Yeah, I put the microphone in a boot. Tell us about your food.
I ate your taco.
Do tell. He's going to get tired really soon.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I feed him nothing but mayonnaise.
You made the tacos? You bought them? What'd you do?
Made them.
Out of? Regular taco stuff?
Yeah, fried up.
They're not like ground turkey or anything.
Nah, just chicken breast.
Chicken tacos, you say?
Yeah.
I think a standard taco is beef.
Yeah, totally.
I think you'll find.
I wanted to mix it up.
Chicken. Now, chicken taco, is that not just a fajita?
No. You did frizzled corn tortillas.
Fried. That's nice. I like corn.
So I got a big stinky pan of oil right now.
But, corn tortillas.
Yeah.
Are more inconsistent than the flour ones.
What do you mean?
Like, sometimes you don't know what you're going to get. Sometimes they're crappy and they're all chewy and, you know, doughy and stuff.
Yeah, when you fry them up, though.
You gotta fry those ones.
I fold them in the frying is the thing. Like, Heather, she fries them real quick, and then so they're still a little pliable. But I fold them in the oil and
make a hard shell.
Yeah, I cook them till they're golden brown.
Why not just buy the hard shell?
I don't like them.
Don't care for that?
No. They're too flimsy. They're all uniform width and stuff. I like the adventure. It's fun frying them up too. It's all hot. And
I like to make the double decker.
Yeah, it's a good time.
The hard inside of the soft keeps it all together.
Yeah.
Put some bean in there as a little mortar.
A little hard inside the soft.
Yeah. Yep. A little hard inside the soft of all of us.
Since 2006.
Huh?
I don't know. Since 2006. Probably not, though.
All right. You say so.
So, what did you eat?
Last night I had a snapper stir fry made.
Yeah.
I'm eating that a lot. Good. But tonight I'm going to make like a not tonight. After this, I'm going to make for tonight. I'm going to make a pork curry.
Wow.
Yellow curry with pork and green beans or something.
Is that going to be spicy?
Yes. Wow, it's getting louder.
I know. He's ramping up for the big finish. I hope. I'm like under his coat. Someone throw some blankets on Daddy.
Pretty small coat there, isn't it?
Yeah. That should be under.
Today I had just now.
Oh Jesus! He's really fucking wailing. There we go. Oh, go ahead, Brian.
A little bit better. smells worse though. I'm getting into savory oatmeal.
Oh, did you have some this morning?
I did. Last night I was thinking to myself, I should get some oatmeal because it's starting to get cold. And it's a good thing to eat for breakfast in the morning, and it's apparently good for you. I don't know about that.
It lowers your cholesterol.
I don't see how that's possible.
It soaks it up and you shit it out.
Is that true?
Maybe.
I don't know.
So what'd you have?
Drums. Yeah. And so I bought some oats, and then I thought I would get some, you know, maple syrup or something. Which is, yeah, usually I have maple syrup, or maybe a brown sugar and raisin or something like that. You know?
Yeah.
Typical things I put in there.
Sure. Like,
hey, kind of the, anybody ever make savory oats there?
And low,
internet said yes. So it validated my idea, and then I knew it was okay to do it. Phew. Thanks, internet.
And then it blended.
I said, am I the only one who thinks that? Yes, you are the only one who thinks that.
You'd feel bad.
No. No, I would have done it anyway, but I thought, hey, I'll see if there was, what are some ideas.
Right.
Didn't use any of their ideas, but I might.
Someone
mentioned leftover curry, and I thought, "Hey, that's a good idea," because the oat is just a—it's a substrate. It's just a canvas to paint on, you know.
Yeah. Hard inside the soft.
Yeah, it's toaster strudel icing.
So what are you gonna put in there?
I made miso oat soup. Made a nice miso broth. Yeah. Cooked the oats in it. And, green onion.
No.
Yeah.
How was it?
And it was good, really tasty. But for the first half of the bowl, my brain didn't know
what was going on.
Yeah, because I don't think I've ever had non-sweet oats before.
Yeah. I've had some salty as hell oatmeal before.
Really?
Yeah. That's the bridge to savory.
Yeah. Yeah. You did that on purpose, though?
No, I didn't make it super salty on purpose, but then it was super salty, and I was like, hey, salty oatmeal.
Yeah. Do you just eat it plain?
I always put some in there, but... Yeah, as plain as I make it anyway, yeah. I don't use milk. I don't use water. I don't use milk.
You use milk?
Yeah.
Milk and salt?
Yeah, milk and salt.
That sounds pretty good.
That's pretty good. But now I'm thinking, like, Worcestershire sauce, man.
No. Oh. Yeah, no, this is a whole new world right here.
Yeah, totally. And like some, I don't know. Pickles? I don't know.
Yeah, the world is our oyster. We could have oyster in there.
Seems like they would get along.
Yeah, you could put anything in there. That's the thing. It's like, what can I do with this rice?
Why does it always try to taste like candy then? You go buy flavored oatmeal anywhere, it's just like...
It's because when you're a child, that's how you get children to eat.
Stupid the young, that's what I say.
Yeah. How about if I just put olives in mine?
When did everyone start giving a shit what they want?
I know. Like, do you remember being a child and being forced to eat horrible, horrible things because that's what there was?
Yeah.
And it wasn't even a matter of like, oh, we were so bored we had to eat this. It was just... We were so bored?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, poor. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They said bored.
No, it was... This is what mom made for dinner.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, you don't eat.
That's right. There's no you can't put green and purple ketchup on it, or
no. I don't think I would want to. I don't think I was ever that into ketchup. The ketchup has a very specific purpose to me.
None of these foods are berry blue.
What?
Fucking berry blue. It's all the blue kids. Why do kids like blue things?
Because it's disgusting, and yeah. I want this to look the least like food as possible.
Because I hate you, Dad.
What's berry blue?
Huh?
What's berry blue?
Or just like, you know, those Pop-Tarts.
Oh, yeah.
Oatmeal sure. comes with the blue, and then there's like the outer space sprinkled with marshmallows
kids,
in there.
Things are never blue. Here. And then, like, well, I want my kids to eat, so here's all these gross colorings.
I know they'll eat box of toys.
Yeah, man, it's a weird thing. And I understand, you know, allergies and just wanting your to eat. And so you just kind of, I get it, you know, but there's gotta be middle ground, right?
They should start making more, like, sensible, like, why not get kids just real used to liver, you know?
I never even had liver until I was probably 13.
Yeah. See, kids should be eating more liver.
I
more
probably
like,
wouldn't have cared. I don't know. It's I
they
I've
need
only,
to eat more bitter things too. I think kids need.
Well, I understand that their taste buds change and are different and all that kind of stuff, but that doesn't mean, you know, that you shouldn't exercise them and get them used to things. And but I don't know. I guess it's a weird thing where kids will attach things to, you know, oh, I hate this, and so now every time I see it, I want to barf. Or my dad, it made me eat this.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Therapy.
Oh, dude, with my wife, she will not. She still won't eat eggs or fish.
Neither?
No.
What about fish eggs? You go for sushi, will she eat fish eggs?
No.
Because they are neither one nor the other when you think
that's
about
true.
It.
That's true. But also both.
I guess so. They're awesome.
Yeah, they're good.
Sarah didn't eat eggs until, like, this year.
Wow. What's up with that?
Yeah, but she loves them now.
Well, they're great.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah. I wish I had chickens just hanging over my stove.
No, right?
As soon as I heard the sizzle, I'd just come running.
Yeah. Would you name one of them Shambo?
Yeah, totally. How about that? Shambo update?
Oh. Oh, yeah, it's Shambo night tonight, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
You got to wait until weekend? Is that your deal?
Maybe. We'll see.
Fans?
Yeah. Maybe I'll watch it tonight. Maybe I'll watch it live.
Ooh.
Live on American TV with commercials.
I could probably do that from work.
Oh, yeah.
But I won't. I'm going to save it. Yeah. The site that I watch my streaming sports off of there.
You going to give that out?
Yeah. ATDHE.net. I don't know what it stands for, what it means. At the... A-T, like at, A-T-D-H-E, dot net. And,
that was like, you remember that thing?
No.
The three legs?
What?
Snow speeders would attach to it.
Off?
Yeah.
What?
A-T,
oh, the A-T-D-H-E walkers, yeah.
They're kind of like hoppers, little trouble bubbles, you know?
Yeah. I used to just watch hockey off there. They have the sports streaming, illegal sports streaming. And I used to just watch hockey, but they
can you gamble on it while you're watching it? Can you just click on gamble?
Golden Palace.
Yeah.
Tiger Direct. Wait, that's not a... I don't know what that is.
It's kind of a gambling site, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rolling the dice for you, the little prizes to see if you're fucking...
That's Turngo. but they, over the last while, they started adding other shows so you can watch your regular... You know, they'll have House or Survivor or Office and things like that. And they will show the U.S. or so the East Coast feed.
Oh, really?
Which, I mean, is not as much of a thing for you as it is for me.
No, that's cool.
You can watch something 3 hours earlier sometimes as well.
That's nice. Then I could totally spoiler everyone at the bar.
Yeah.
I could run down on, like, Survivor night at O'Panahan's.
I want to watch Survivor at a bar.
I know, but I could run down there... And just be like, I know it gets fucking eliminated,
and you'll get kicked out.
Yeah, I know. But then I'll have one of those little TV off button thing.
Why do you love spoiling things for people? Why do you feel the need to be the one to ruin something for somebody else?
Oh, man.
What is that?
I don't know.
I don't mean you personally. I mean America.
That's America. That's what it is. That's what we're founded on.
America, we got here fucking first. Deal with it.
Deal with it, exactly. Yeah, she... That was that little girl.
Yeah. She was America? America,
oh, totally. Sweetheart. Absolutely. She won, didn't she?
Nope.
Well, fine.
Jeanine Garofalo won.
We should, yeah, we should look up all them Kid Nations pretty soon.
Oh, no,
here.
Too early. Really.
Oh?
It's only been a couple of years.
Yeah. Can't wait till they come back and do Adult Nation After Dark.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can kind of wait. It'll be, yeah, I don't know. I'm grossed out.
Okay. Hey, speaking of grossed out,
yes.
What's weird, when you go to a coffee joint, you know?
Yeah.
And you grab a lid coffee.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be a coffee joint. It could be a 7-Eleven joint.
Yes.
I don't know. But, you know, you get in the coffee lid for your cup.
Yeah.
And you accidentally grab two.
Uh-huh. Which one do you keep?
Yeah, which one do you keep?
Yeah. That's right. No, I know. Because especially, like, dude, I piss all over my thumbs all the time, you know?
Oh,
and
course.
I'm just like, whatever, you know?
I would not be surprised if you actually peed out of your thumb.
Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah, I'll grab 5-6 lids, shuffle them around in my sweaty palms.
If I could pee out of my thumb, you know what I would do?
Huh.
Go push my thumb up to one of those napkin dispensers.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Soak right up. I like that.
You're very inconspicuous.
I would piss right into the hand dryers.
Just blow back at you. Short out.
Oh, that'd be cool. Do like the fountains at the Bellagio with that. They should come on. You Mentos Diet Cokers, get on that. Do Bellagio piss fountains.
Work on your thumb kegels.
No, but yeah, exactly. Sometimes just my dirty ass nails. Just, you know how black it is on my nails, and I have to like pick at those coffee cup lids to like separate out the.
Yeah,
I feel like bad for the next guy who's like everyone. You're getting a mouthful of sores for sure.
Huh.
Everyone after me getting coffee, mouthful of sores.
Purple sores, Rex.
Berry blue.
But, so you've made two, okay. My first instinct when I see that is, don't touch that. I'll grab the next one, you know?
Right.
When you see somebody else do it, but, you know, like, they're not touching the mouth hole, you know?
Right.
And, you know, like, if I grabbed mine and I dropped it on the floor, I'd probably still use it.
Yeah.
You know? Drink my coffee out of a damp rag if I need to. It's a weird thing where, but like when you, it's like, and you also, you know, when you get food from a restaurant, or I know a restaurant people like they'll wash their hands and all that, but you don't know, don't know, or you like it's out of sight, out of mind. If you don't see it, you don't know.
Yeah, I've worked in restaurants.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't expect anything better than I provided. You know.
Right. But it's when you see somebody grab the coffee lid and they put it back, you're like, ooh,
I don't know.
Guy probably has AIDS.
You can't get AIDS from coffee cup lids anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, yes, that was how it spread at its most rapid in the 1980s, but they're making
it. No, but it's just dumb, like, because my initial response is, oh, gross, and I don't want that. But then you think about it, and that's fucking stupid. Just,
I bet it freaks a lot of people out. I bet there's a lot of people who, like, bring their own mugs for just that reason. Cup of noise.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Which are probably dirtier because they don't wash them.
Oh, yeah, totally. But that's their own personal mouth germs. And that's what America's all about.
Don't tread on my mouth germs.
Yeah. Stupid. We should just get... God.
Yeah.
So mad.
But also, at Spencer's school,
yeah.
do they have like hand sanitizer everywhere?
I don't know. If they do, I stay away from it. I don't know.
It's weird. We just got a bunch of those dispensers installed at work, just like in the hallway and shit, like on the way to the bathroom.
That's ridiculous.
There's a hallway to the bathroom, and in the middle of the hallway, there's a hand sanitizer dispenser. And there's one right next to there's two little sort of kitchen sink areas with you know, coffee machines and whatever. And right by those, you know, there's a hand soap, dish soap, paper towels, and hand sanitizer.
That's so ridiculous.
It's weird.
That's, you know, people used to live outside. Do people not remember that? That we used to just like.
Yeah, they used to die too.
Well, yeah, but I mean, also, come on.
I know. That's my beef too. Is getting sick is part of, you know, like if it's just a cold.
Yeah, it's good for you. It's good for you. It's good for the tribe.
I don't want to Yeah, I don't want to get herpes from somebody.
No, but once the whole tribe gets something and gets over it, then it makes the whole thing, the whole unit strong. You know, we're not going to get taken down by that particular thing again. So,
and not to mention the sentiment that now pervades workplaces.
Wow.
Oh, that took a lot out of me. Fuck it. There we go. Back on track. You know, if you get sick, stay home.
Yeah.
Used to be like, you get to work when we need you, you know? Now it's just like, just stay home.
And that's good. People have box sets of TV to watch. People got a lot of video games to catch up on.
I was just
got side quests.
Yeah, that's right. I was on Tom that we switched to my workplace. We switched to a like unlimited sick day package deal thing.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like you don't have a certain number, but if it looks like you're abusing it, they'll follow up. If it's like 3 days in a row, you'll need to provide a doctor's note or some shit like that. But you it's not a set number. And
how much are the doctor's notes?
I don't know. I have to go find them in a cave.
Oh, no.
Put, like bats or something. it's neat. And it's good because you should, people will get.
Yeah.
And allow for that and keep them away from everybody else. But
I don't
think hand sanitizer is the answer.
No. Hazmat suits. Telecommuting. That's the only way. Figure out how to telecommute a cheeseburger, and then all illness is wiped out.
Just never leave your house?
Yeah. No one. Ever.
Print everything.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
All right.
One building manager. Just like, well, here's all the stuff you ordered.
Yeah.
Printed from the upstairs building printer. We got transmitted government particles. to cybernize your toaster pastries.
You commie.
Huh?
A guy's just going to give you particles?
No, yeah, but then you got to exchange your own particles. You know what I'm saying?
What if, say we had Star Trek replicator matter transformer machines, right?
Yeah.
Put something in, make something, you know?
Yeah. Oh, do you have to put something in first?
Yeah, and say it has to change matter into other matter.
Okay, but you can't record like a ROM?
I don't know, but what if, and say it doesn't, say poop doesn't work in it, and say...
Whoa.
No, but you can make anything you want out of anything else, but you have to use part of your own body.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You have to, like, cut off your hand and put that in to make a iPod or something.
Oh, man, there's mayhem going on over here. I'm liking the story, though, so... Hey, you guys... There's Easter eggs probably hidden upstairs.
From last Easter?
Yeah.
Last Easter?
That was 2 years ago.
You guys didn't have Easter? You tell them it's biannually? Wait. But biannually means twice a year?
I guess, but biweekly.
But biweekly means every 2 weeks. Not twice a week.
Well, it's bimonthly. That's every 2 months. It's biannually.
Shit.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, how's it going?
Bye, Petus. Oh.
No, we're not.
False alarm.
Okay, so you have to put your own body pieces into the thing?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. You got it off and you put it in there. And that's the only way. And if you're poor and you don't have any, you know, particles or whatever, you have to cannibalize yourself.
Wow. So, is that like, is there like an even exchange rate, like by mass or what?
Yeah,
or
I guess.
Like,
I don't.
Maybe like they could take like more functional body parts, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they could have like individual worth, you know, like the king could assess you, you know?
You
got a $4 finger.
I'm hoping that in the future technology does not rely on a king deciding.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
You can have as much as my palm can carry.
Yeah.
That will be known as one palm of particles.
Yeah, this is like after Visionaries has happened.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm talking about the the far-flung future.
Visionaries after dark. After darkling, darkling
oh,
lords.
No.
Is that what they were called?
Yeah, darkling, darkling lords.
Darkling raiders?
Yeah, but that makes them sound like the junior league of them. Like
I know.
Not...
Hello, my darklings.
Exactly. Yeah, they've got upper management. Oh, we never saw it, though.
What?
Oh, we never saw their bosses or whatever.
Their boss? Yeah, like Skeletor and Hordak had a boss, didn't they?
You know what would have been cool if fucking Visionaries teamed up with, like, the Crystar dudes? No, but seriously, because they have the holograms. They'd be able to shoot them through the prisms of the Crystar dudes and, like, make, like, multiple shits or whatever, you know?
But they would be smaller, then. You would have a bunch of little archers shooting miniature arrows.
Yes.
What's the point of that? I don't want that.
You'd rather get shot with one big arrow?
Yes.
No, I don't know. A bunch of little arrows. You could pick them out or shave them off, whatever.
Actually, yeah, it'd be nice to have the option, because the big one, you know, you could take out a vehicle with it.
Oh, yeah.
And the little ones, maybe you just want to take out, like, an army instead.
Just make them itchy. Make them smaller and smaller.
Oh no.
See?
Yeah, you coat them in poop.
Oh.
Hologram cheetah poop on there.
Yes. Gem in the Visionaries. She had holograms, Tuft.
Tuft?
Yeah. And the Predator. All that stuff's holograms, right? He was making himself invisible.
I don't know how that works.
What do you think he was doing there? What do you think the Predator was doing?
I don't know. Having time to bleed?
Yeah. How does he make himself, you know? How does he do that? You think he's the projector? You think he's got a webcam on his back? And then his whole outfit was made of e-paper?
Just turns clear.
I don't know. He's
like a chameleon.
I don't... You know, chameleons do that.
Chameleons?
Chameleons.
Chlamydichlorians. I don't know.
Do you think in the future, like, say 200 years?
There's not going to be a 200 years.
Come on, just indulge me. Yeah,
indulged.
Can I play Play-Doh?
Yeah. On the kitchen table. Two colors max.
Seem to be one color.
No, they never mix it that far.
That's good. Hey, what about a cereal called Play-Dohs?
Could it have the same smell? That
you would have to.
I wouldn't need that. But yeah, you think of the future? All
Why
like,
do kids want to eat Play-Doh?
I don't think they really do. I mean, none of mine.
It's just something to do?
Yeah, right. I guess. I'm playing with this, and I'm getting a little hay.
And so it's a defect if a child eats white glue?
Is that a defect?
I don't know. I'm asking you. It's not food.
It's tasty. I don't know. It has a good... I like that white glue
I think,
taste.
I don't think I ever eat any of that.
I never ate paste, but the taste of Elmer's glue is... it's good.
Okay.
It's good. It's hoofy. It's
I don't
nice.
Think it's... Non-toxic means you can eat it.
No, non-toxic is a dare. That's what it is.
Oh. I think that's... I think if your child eats that, you should monitor their behavior because they are going to be a rebel and probably become a drug addict.
Well, when you... Maybe. Yeah, I suppose. But like,
don't
as
eat
an
that.
Adult...
It's bad for you. I'm going to eat it anyway just because. No, look, yeah. It's bad for you. Don't you
but
understand?
It doesn't say
I don't
that.
Care. I have
no,
self-destructive tendencies.
This is non-toxic. And when you're a kid, non-toxic means nothing bad will happen to you if you eat this. But when you're an adult, you know that non-toxic just means, well, it's not poisonous.
Yeah, you know? But, you know, why do you want to eat something that isn't food?
Who is the arbiter of food stuff, though? I mean, come on.
Well, I think it's pretty much agreed upon by
no,
everybody
if you can get
in
it
the
in
world.
You. If you can get it in you and it comes out different, it was food. If it undergoes any kind of a change inside of you, it was food.
I guess. I mean, if that's all you have, then fine. But wouldn't you rather eat something else?
Maybe savory Play-Doh would be good.
Hmm. Wait, isn't it?
I don't know. You could mash spices into it. It'd probably be pretty fun to... with. How would you... Would you
holiday,
probably want to boil
holiday
it?
Holiday pumpkin spice and gingerbread scented.
Oh, man, that'd be good.
No, you can't do that, because then kids will definitely eat it, and then you will have no more Play-Doh.
They should make some kind of a dough that's food.
Smell
some
my
kind
game.
Of a food dough.
Oh, we made that one time when I was a little kid. We made peanut butter Play-Doh.
Ah!
It was Play-Doh type stuff, but it had peanut butter in it.
That's gross.
You could eat it. It was pretty...
Why would you put peanut butter in that?
It was, I don't know, it was some peanut butter doughy kind of recipe thing. It was all greasy, but...
In my old age, I'm finding out I don't like peanut butter flavored things.
No.
No.
No. No.
Like peanut butter on the loose.
Reese's Cup?
It's got peanut butter in it.
Doesn't really count anyhow because it's not actually peanut butter. It's just salty.
It's granules.
Salt mush.
Delicious brown granules.
Yeah. That's not bad.
No.
But peanut butter flavored, such as, you know, according to...
Heretofore. More to say.
Example?
Huh?
Example of something that you don't like, yeah?
Oh, peanut butter flavored gum.
What?
Gross.
There's no such thing, is there?
Peanut butter flavored gummy things. Peanut butter jelly beans are nasty. Those little wax things full of peanut butter that isn't peanut butter are gross.
What?
Like the little wax flutes you bite the tip off and they're like peanut butter kind of stuff inside.
You're making all these up.
No, there's a watermelon one too.
Yeah, right. Watermelon flavor.
That's my defense. No, there's a watermelon one. No, you know what I'm saying, dude. Peanut butter cookies. That's not right.
Oh, I like those.
That's my least favorite.
Well, you know what? Maybe I don't like those.
That's
that
my
much.
Least favorite. I
used to really like them, and I had one recently.
Yeah.
I bet if I made them myself, I would like them. But I had like a store, like a from Tim Hortons. I had one. So
you should do. You know what you got to do, Brian.
The thing that sucked about it, like it was not bad, but it had sort of crushed peanuts on top of it, actual peanut on top of it. And I get stylistically why you would do that, but it was gross. Because it's just, you're eating a cookie and then you're getting bits of peanut in your throat because, you know, when you're eating peanuts, your mouth is prepared for chewing those up, but when you're eating cookie.
Yeah, you're not going to try to seek out every bit and nib them.
No. Everything's supposed to be the right inside of a cookie, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a size of a chocolate chip or smaller. Or half of a chocolate chip, because you will bite it. You know?
Yeah.
But those also melt as you eat them.
Yeah, you're not going to cut yourself on a chocolate chip.
Yeah.
You should make a cooking video, Brian.
Okay.
You should cook a thing on a video. That would be neat. Do a video of it.
I don't know. Make a video film of it. Can I have puppets?
Yeah. Cooking puppets. Yep. You should do that.
It'll be called Puppin' Cookets.
You used to bake a lot. What happened to you?
Well, it got to be summertime.
Yeah. Well, now...
But living was easy.
It's time to bake again. Cows are jumping, and the fish are all high.
You gotta be if the cows are jumping.
You should do that, though, man. Like one of your famous spiced loaves.
I don't know. That's not interesting to anybody.
Your nibble muffies. All those things. People would love to watch that.
I can think of three people for sure that would watch that and go like
on purpose.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No?
Maybe.
Not your thing?
I don't know. It would involve having somebody hold a camera.
You should have a tripod?
No.
Or one of those what do you call
it? iPod?
No, one of those hats where you, with the drinking hats, you know, where you put cups in the straws, you know?
Beer koozie?
Yeah. You got one of those?
Beer boochie?
Put a camera in there.
So that you can't see me? You can only, it's first person.
No, have it.
First person bacon?
Bend up some wires and stuff and make a, like, what's hanging down in front of your face.
A gyro.
Servo. Tom. Yeah. Tom Gyro. Gyro. You can make gyros, dude. You can make kebabs. Tabbouleh. Barbara Ganoush. minutes.
Going for a record.
Are we?
Nope.
Does today in any way negate yesterday?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Yesterday doesn't exist anymore, man. It did.
But then...
Suck on that.
All right.
Put that in your thought hole.
Oh. Yeah, it is too. I was thinking recently, like, man, I used to be a lot sharper.
Now you're more contrasty?
Yeah. I'm fuzzy, dude.
Like,
just all this girl with fuzz everywhere.
Like someone dropped a sucker on the rug.
A socket?
A sucker.
Oh, a sucker.
A rari pop.
Come on.
Take that.
Aw.
Remember the Alamo.
The elbow?
The elbow.
The Alba?
Yeah. Jessica Alamo. Oh, so man, I had Mad Men ruined by...
But what's Fuzzy?
Entertainment Weekly. What?
It's Fuzzy.
My brain. You think?
Sleep. Just need sleep.
Yeah. I've been trying to catch up.
You will get it when your kids turn 16.
That'll be nice. No, that's not good. What?
But how old does a kid have to be before, when they start looking after themselves? I mean, Spencer's going to be an early adopter of that, I imagine.
Yeah, totally. He's going to want his own apartment pretty soon.
Wait. One down? One to go?
He just kicks me off my computer all the time now. He does. So he just shoves me. He just, like, climbs up into my chair and asses me out, like...
Well, get him his own computer.
And then he hops on my Facebook and does the farm stuff. Or he'll, like...
Does he sit on your Facebook?
Play Bejeweled. Yeah, totally. He's always all up in my Facebook. Dude, he woke me up today to be like, hey, Dada, you know what I'm going to ask you, right? I was like, yeah, go ahead.
Harvest so why did he even... Yeah, get him his own computer.
Yeah.
Give him an old computer that you might have laying around.
Yeah. Oh, gross. Yeah, totally.
That was like a burp that didn't quite make it all the way up?
Yeah. Ugh.
Like an esophagus burp?
That's nasty.
It's an aborted burp.
Yeah. I could do that. I just need a monitor, I think. Then once I get, because Brian sent me a computer, for those of you who don't know.
No one knows.
Everyone knows? Mm-mm. No one knows?
Mm-mm.
Don't keep put a lid on it? Mm. You're taking a really big drink. Yeah, I could do that. I get it back to the Ram store, though.
No. Oh.
Be like, yeah. Hey, Jimmy Ram store. Rammy and Hennin.
Ramstein?
Yeah. They sell that motherboard there too, so I should just be like, I bought all these parts here. I paid cash and didn't get a receipt.
Because it was cheaper.
Now fix it!
Yeah. So you're gonna take the whole thing in and be like, what up?
Yeah. I'm just gonna play totally dumb. Play. But I mean, like, I'm gonna dumb it up.
You know what I'm saying? Not, no.
Yeah.
Don't do it well, but then you gotta watch out that he doesn't try to screw you.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm going to watch out, but I'm going to tell him that...
Oh, you're not actually going to be dumb?
Right. Yeah, no, I'm going to be like...
I'm going to go in there and just be dumb.
This low on graphics powder. And then he'll be like, oh, ho, ho, well.
Let me just top that up for you.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What's going on there? Is he kissing your chest? What's going
on? Yeah. Oh, you know, the other night I pulled all the hair out of my nipples.
Why?
For Heather.
You just give it to her in a little case or sprinkle it on her pillow?
Mm-hmm. I put it in her oatmeal.
Oh, no.
Yep. Her metaphorical oatmeal. Cool.
I heard her oatmeal is naturally hairless.
Brian, so that's my wife. Come on. I heard too, though.
Yep.
Uh-oh. It's kid peeling going on back here.
Oatmeal's
are you guys
legal.
Breaking up? Here. Anyone have something to say to Brian? the world at large? The audience?
Bucci.
I fucking knew it.
Yeah, that's right.
Did that just start yesterday, or...
No, it was, well, a couple days ago now. I don't... Yeah. No, yeah. But at least she doesn't love me anymore.
Oh, okay.
Oh god. Well, now you're all deaf.
Imagine if that was something. Imagine if she was just doing F-bombs.
Totally.
You couldn't stop her.
I just giggle about it.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? Kids will be kids.
Yeah, totally.
Gonna start saying it sooner or later.
Oh no.
That's man, you know, like I don't think I was ever told do not swear, you know, do not use those words.
Oh, yeah.
It was more like you don't speak that way to your parents or
right.
your teachers or people you respect. I'll let you, you know.
Well, you know about the words, though, as a kid.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, try and stop my dad from swearing when he is trying to fix something.
Right.
I don't know. But yeah, but it's weird. It's weird to tell people like those words are off limits. Mm-hmm. You know?
Not gonna work.
Yeah.
I agree. It's weird. I don't know. They, Spencer won't swear. He just won't do it. I've tried to get him to, just for fun. Just like.
What if you teach him the long form of the swear words?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. He won't do it, though. He won't do any of them. He won't even say, catch it in your mouth.
He's caught onto that, huh?
Mm-hmm. He's catch shit onto it.
Gotta catch it all.
All right, well, send your criticisms to Brian.
Oh. Boo.
Yep.
No fair.
I think everyone's probably arrived at their destinations by now.
I hope so. So. If not, enjoy this elevator music.
I should be terrified in elevator music.
What was that?
He's getting pulled. He don't want to get pulled.
Don't give them your phone number.
You're 16, smartest. You're 16. Yeah. Yes, you are. Why? You're my baby. Oi, babe. Guess what? I love you. I love you more.
Anyway, everything's on schedule, more or less, and I ordered the rain this morning for 4:45. It arrived a little late at 10:00, and it's just poured it down.
So my wife got wet,
and the roads got wet. So things are going according to plan, as usual. So all the kids are on the bike, and I'm all less recognized now, so I shall leave. So the first legs of this journey will be to Swindon from here. And then Swindon out to Buckingham, Milton Keynes, and then to the little chef at the Black Cat, where I'll be meeting Brother John. And, have an Olympic breakfast at the little chef. The little chef these days, I have to say, so good. But what they do, the breakfast are absolutely fantastic. The service is impeccable. They've got themselves a bad reputation over the years for being, nothing short of rubbish, really. But over the last 12 months, they've improved so much. I highly recommend them, so I'm looking forward to getting there. Yeah, that should be quite good. This time of day, the only thing that really kind of breaks the
Oh,